Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Daar is 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor die Mpumalanga se platoorrand. Nog baie en donderbuie kan verwag word oor Gauteng, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria vandag op na 30 grade, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela en Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 26 en Rustenburg 27 grade.
'N Ongeluk in Germiston op die N3 syd by die skakel na die M2 Wes by die Geldenhuys wisselaar. Verkeer is ewig ontrug.
Die N6 buite Bloemfontein is steeds toe na vanoggend se dodelike busongeluk. 10 mense is dood toe die bus en 'n swaar voertuig in die vroeë oggendure gebots het. Vrystaatse nooddienste sê die oorsaak van die ongeluk is nog nie bekend nie. En die Kanadese eerste minister Justin Trudeau sê daar is geen regverdiging of noodsaak vir die 25% tarief wat Amerika teen Kanada ingestel en wat gister van krag gekom het nie. Trudeau het gisteraand 'n toespraak aan sy landsgenote gesê hy gaan die Amerikaanse tariewe by die Wêreldhandelsorganisasie uitdaag en het ook weer wraaktariewe aangekondig op Amerikaanse invoere na sy land.
We will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
We are just 2.5 hours away from first ball of the ICC Champions Trophy semi-final between South Africa and New Zealand in Lahore. The winner will face India for the title in Dubai this coming Sunday. India beat Australia by 4 wickets yesterday to reach that final. Newlands Stadium could be sold at an auction. Despite Western Province Rugby Football Union having secured a buyer, the province offered its real estate as security for a 250 million rand debt, which it owes Dreamworld Investments. According to reports, Dreamworld has called up the bond, which means the property could be sold at an auction to the highest bidder. More Champions League last 16 first leg matches tonight. Feyenoord take on Inter Milan, Bayer Leverkusen face Bayern Munich. Barcelona are away to Benfica and PSG host Liverpool. First day of the WTA and ATP Indian Wells Championship as well today. Aryna Sabalenka and Alexander Zverev are the top seeds respectively. And imagine running a marathon in a Big Five reserve with armed rangers stationed every few kilometers and a helicopter overhead to ensure the runner's safety. Well, that's what happens at the Marikele Marathon, which took place in Limpopo at the Marikele National Park this past weekend. Apparently these guys run out in the park. They don't know where there's a lion. They don't know where there are any wild animals. It was won the 42.2 kilometer race in a time of 2 hours, 42.07 seconds by Rameketse Lekala, who survived and had this to say.
The race was nice and the weather was good, and then but it was tough. I was telling myself, you know, let me focus until turning point. So after turning point, I make a good move. And it's how I win the race.
They did run a little faster.
Yeah, it's quite fast, quite a fast time.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them.
I mean, cheapers, I can't imagine you've got nothing left in the tank and all of a sudden being chased by something.
Right, it does encourage you to run faster than the person behind you.
Not for me, thank you.
Congratulations, everybody. Jacaranda FM plays more.